You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. The Senate Intel Committee is having hearings with the head of TikTok, and it's getting pretty heated. There's some parents there whose kids were affected negatively in some cases, tragically. Horrible situations, and they're blaming the app, and they're testifying as well. And so, very emotional day. This man, Mr. Xu Chu, is defending TikTok. He's saying that the accusations of spying and things of that nature are mischaracterizations. We'll keep looking for audio that we want you to have here. But in the meantime, I did want to go back to what that last caller said, because I thought he brought up a lot of good points about these bank bailouts. And it's easy, as I was mentioning, it's easy to move on to the next thing when our news cycle moves so quickly and this administration is so incompetent. And this morning I was able to be on Fox and I was so excited, and I was talking about Joe Biden's approval rating. And I said, you know, it always strikes me that whether, because it's dipped now like 7 points, and whenever it dips, my initial reaction is, unless it's dipping to 1% or 0%, I don't understand. I don't understand how there could be 36%, 40% of Americans who are looking at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and thinking, this is A-plus stuff. This is something I can give two thumbs up, a seal of approval, because there's just so many disasters. And as much as the mainstream media might want you to think differently, this is disasters of Joe Biden's making. These are not things that, he is not a victim of circumstance. We are a victim of Joe Biden, but he is not a victim of circumstance. All of these things happened when Joe Biden entered the White House. And there's a reason for that. It's because of his policies. It's because of his motives. What he wants to get out of this presidency. And so with that being said, I think that when you look at the border and you look at these TikTok hearings, and then you look at Hunter Biden and the Biden's own family's alleged influence peddling schemes, it's easy to forget about the banks, because the banks feels like it was 40 years ago. But it's still ongoing and it's still a complete mess. So the last caller was saying how we're all going to end up paying for this. And again, it comes back to this conversation about a bailout. In the first hour, I said, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not Jeffrey Toobin. But here's my take on the Donald Trump, Alvin Bragg indictment. Well, I'll say the same thing about the banks. I'm not a financial whiz by any means. But when you have someone like Janet Yellen come out and say, everyone's going to be made whole, even people who have invested or deposited more than $250,000, which is typically the limit for the FDIC to cover, when she says everybody's going to be made whole, and at the same time, nobody's going to have to pay for it. No taxpayers, nobody aside from the FDIC does not have the money to cover that, is going to have to pay for this magical make right situation. Didn't add up. And I was thinking before I said anything, I was like, I should wait, because maybe because I'm not a financial wizard, maybe there's a part of this equation that I'm missing. But as more time has gone on, more people have said this does not make any sense. This is a bailout. If it's, you know, if it walks like a bailout and it talks like a bailout, probably a bailout. And there's a great cut of John Carney. Now, he works at Breitbart. He was on with Larry Kudlow on Fox and on Fox Business. And they start talking about this. And he actually suggested that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits because other banks are not going to want to have to be punished with fees that are only now coming down to them because of what happened with SVB and Signature Bank and, you know, all of these woke ESG, DEI-centric banks. If you have a bank in Texas, they don't want to take on the brunt of this. What was the expression they kept using? The taxpayers will not be borne they used some phrasing that I didn't really love, but this is what he's saying. He's saying these smaller banks or even just these other banks are not going to want to be punished for something they didn't do. So let's play this clip here. This is John Carney. He's on Fox Business. This is Cut 7.
Going to be a lawsuit about this because if you are a Texas bank again that, you know, that provides credit to oil and you're getting charged bigger fees now mm-hmm. because they bailed out Silicon Valley Bank, you're going to sue the FDIC because you're going to say, why am I paying for your big bailout?
So that's the whole point. Yellen says, you know, if we have to, we're going to guarantee all these deposits. Right. Uninsured. What she doesn't say and what she lies about is that it's a taxpayer bailout. Right. The banks have to increase the banks' fees, support the FDIC. Who supports the banks' fees? Right. John Carney.
It's all of us who support the banks' fees.
Right.
And a sound bank is going to object to this. I guarantee there will be a lawsuit that says.
It's interesting because he says Janet Yellen told us, and here's the no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. That was the phrasing of it. I guess it's not that fancy. It read fancier to me when I first saw it. But what these two guys are talking about, where they say, okay, well, the banks are going to have to pay higher fees. And that's going to go down to the customers. Who are the customers? American citizens who are going to have to pay more. It's always interesting how dumb Democrats think you are. And the reason I bring this up is because Janet Yellen is banking on the fact, no pun intended, she's banking on the fact that you will stop at part one. You know, if you consider like all these dots connected, if you walk through what those guys just went through, that these banks are going to have to pay more fees because they're being punished for the other banks, and then you're eventually going to have to pay the fees that these banks are paying. It's not that hard of a chain to follow. But what they're hoping is that you get to the first block in the chain where Janet Yellen says, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. And you go, okay, I'm going to go back on TikTok. See you later. Tiger King's running for president. Yay. And like that's how far you're going to take it. They really assume that no one is going to connect the dots. They want you to connect the dots with all these other things. Like, oh, connect the dots with Trump to Russia. These made-up stories that we all won awards for. But when it comes to a simple connection of someone's going to have to pay for it, and it's going to be you, they really are hoping that no one's going to follow it. And it actually gets worse because they keep saying, well, Janet Yellen said that everyone's going to be made whole, but no one's going to have to pay for it. Well, now she's kind of even backing out on that. Now she's waffling on what she originally said. And the whole reason she said it was to avoid, I'm pretty sure when she was explaining it to those Republicans, it was to avoid a larger calamity. So she said, you know, we had to, which I think to a degree makes sense, they had to calm everything down. I wouldn't suggest when trying to calm things down, telling people, don't panic. That to me doesn't elicit calmness, but that was her excuse was, well, we have to make everybody whole. We have to do this bailout because we had to calm down the markets. We didn't want everyone to, you know, have a bank run. But now she's waffling on even that, which is confusing. Let's play cut 8. This is Janet Yellen from yesterday.
When the failure of a bank is judged by supermajorities of the FDIC board, the Fed board, and myself in consultation with the president when such a failure is deemed to create systemic risk, which I think of as the risk of a contagious bank run that we are likely to invoke the systemic risk exception, which permits the FDIC to protect all depositors, and that would be a case-by-case determination.
I understand.
I have not considered or discussed anything having to do with blanket insurance or guarantees of deposits.
I have not considered or discussed anything having to do with blanket insurance or guarantee of all deposits. So the New York Post writes, market skittish after Yellen rules out blanket protection for bank deposits. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's refusal to guarantee blanket insurance for all bank deposits looked like backtracking from her earlier assurances and divided industry watchers as the banking crisis continues to threaten the U.S. economy. Now, Powell was trying to reassure people in a news conference yesterday that it's safe to leave your money in the banks. And then his actual quote is, depositors should assume that their deposits are safe. And then she comes out and says, I have not considered or discussed anything having to do with blanket insurance or guaranteed of all deposits. They're all over the map. And even if you disagreed, here's my issue. Even if you disagree with Janet Yellen's initial response, which is everyone's going to be made whole, everything's going to be rainbows and unicorns, everything's going to be wonderful, I still expect her to stick with it for more than like 48 hours. Jeez. I really think that they operate by just licking their finger, sticking it in the air, seeing which way the wind's blowing. And I guess the modern day version of that is going on Twitter and seeing how much owning there is going on. How badly are we being dunked on Twitter? Okay, then maybe we should change the policy. Maybe we should change our minds. It's really pathetic stuff. 844-500-4242. Speaking of pathetic stuff, there's a very good piece in the Boston Globe, which I am going to get to when we come back. I know, you just heard that. You just heard that on the Grace Curley Show. There's a very good piece in the Boston Globe. But it's true, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about 2024, and of course, we've got Woker Joke at 1:30. You don't want to miss any of it. And it's starting to get warmer out. Yesterday was gorgeous, the perfect day to start up the grill and put on some juicy burgers or steaks or hot dogs. I had an Omaha steak burger last night, and oh my gosh. If you think you know good burgers, you really don't until you've tried Omaha Steaks, because everything they have is delicious. And I'll do you one better. You can't get a better price. It's delivered right to your door, and you can pick out a variety of all your favorite things. Plus, right now, they're having their semi-annual sale. So with 50% off site-wide, you can grab all your favorites. And when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code GRACE at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. It's the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. And really, Jared, you can't go wrong, because all of these are, you know, they have some items if you want to get crazy, but a lot of them are staple items that are just incredible quality.
Yeah, the steak is great. The chicken, the air-chilled chicken is fantastic. I love the hot dogs. They're the best. The beef franks, they are the best hot dogs I've ever had. They have salmon. They have pork chops. Any cut of anything you can think of, they have it. And the only thing better than getting really great quality meat is getting great quality meat half off and delivered to you.
Yeah, and you know, I was just thinking, Jared, you'll eat hot dogs all year round. You're committed to the
cause. Absolutely.
But there is something better about eating a hot dog outside when it's warm out and it's on the grill.
Yeah, the grilled hot dog is definitely the way to go. Although somebody suggested hot dogs in the air fryer are delicious. I haven't tried that yet. But
stay tuned.
Yeah, that's on the menu.
Well, Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry, because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. So don't miss your chance to save. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. Get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. We will be right back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Got to keep the troops entertained.
The mailroom manager just sent me this article from the Palm Beach Post. Governor Ron DeSantis is clashing with the Florida NAACP over the civil rights group's suggestion that a travel advisory should be issued for the state because of how the governor's policies are impacting people of color. He says it's a joke. I would agree. Virtue signaling again. Someone should let the NAACP know how that went for Disney. If you want to go up against DeSantis and play these games, good luck. Have fun with that. Tug, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tug.
Yeah, there was an article in the New York Post, or a couple of them, about this woman who was in charge of bank supervision in the San Francisco Fed. She has no financial background whatsoever. She's an expert in ESG and DEI and a few other woke alphabet things. Last time there was a wicked financial meltdown, there was an unlimited line of credit from the Treasury to the FDIC to make sure there was always going to be money to bail out whoever needed to be bailed out. Third point is, this should be a huge black eye for Gavin Newsom, because he appoints the person who's in charge of the state chartered institutions in California, and he blew it big time, or his department did.
Yeah, and you know what else, Tug? A lot of his businesses, which I know he doesn't currently run, I think they're put into a trust, but he was very successful in the private sector. You got to give him that. He had wine companies and all these things. A lot of his accounts were actually invested or deposited in SVB. And he not only was praising Joe Biden's decision to cover all of the depositors, to make all of the depositors whole, he wasn't just praising that decision. He was lobbying for it. Again, I know I keep using these three words, but conflict of interest? Anybody? Anybody? 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is who should be most grateful for the Trump indictment distraction: Pete Buttigieg, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, or Janet Yellen?
I think Pete Buttigieg is probably the one who's taken the biggest sigh of relief since this Donald Trump indictment thing, because I don't think this pressure gets to Joe. He's too far gone to like feel the walls closing in. But I think that as far as who it benefited the most, it's definitely Joe Biden for now.
57% for the big guy in this poll, 21% for Hunter Biden, 14% for Janet Yellen, 9% for Mayor Pete.
Well, here's an interesting piece in the Boston Globe, and it was titled, "Should Replacing Kamala Harris Really Be Unthinkable?" It's by Jeff Jacoby, and he writes about how Kamala Harris has been disappointing, to say the least. I was actually shocked to read this in the Boston Globe. I don't think I'm going to have enough time here, but it says, one of the parts of it that really struck me, it says, "Were Harris a charismatic vice president, someone who inspires confidence in the administration and has played a role in its successes, her presence on the ticket would be an undeniable asset. Unfortunately, none of those is the case." And then he talks about some of her issues and says, "Or because of her frequently inarticulate and cringe-making remarks in interviews and before audiences." But here's the part that I think will really sting Kamala Harris, and we can get to this a little later in the show after Woke or Joke. He suggests that Biden could replace Kamala Harris with another black woman. And I actually think that as angry as people are going to be if he decides, which he probably won't, to kick Kamala Harris off the ticket, if he then just thinks that he can replace her with another black woman, I think that would cause even more of an uproar. I don't think that would satisfy anybody. We'll talk about this a little bit more, but first up, we've got Woke or Joke. We're going to take your calls. I hope you can win. It's 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history, who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
Taylor, would you say that I am a woman during Women's History Month who has made history throughout history?
I would say that you're a woman during History Month.
Okay, I see. I knew you wouldn't. You just wouldn't give me that. It's
Can
amazing.
Can you point to something historical that you've accomplished?
I've put up with you on Woke or Joke for a numerous amount of
many people have put up with me
now.
For
these are facts.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I would say any woman in that field has made history.
Okay.
I just want to point out though that someone's writing this down.
Misogyny
for her.
Goes both ways, you know.
Someone's writing this down for her. Someone's writing down
how. How can anybody write down that sentence and say, that's good, that's going to get some play?
And not just write it, but they've written it numerous times. Like, I, this is not the first time I've heard her do the unburdened thing. And usually when she does the unburdened thing, it's choreographed, like it goes along with a certain gesticulation. She does like a hand motion with it. So this is something that they really think is a winner, and they keep having her say over and over again.
Do you think they just, like, Mad Libs, they just have this formula of they need a noun and an adjective and a pronoun, and they just repeat those same things over and over.
Is that
how they write her speeches, Mad Libs?
I have to imagine she goes behind the scenes afterwards and, like Veep, she says, what the bleep was that?
No, I don't think she comprehends what she says.
You think she goes, oh, that was good job there. I like that. I like that thing about the women in history making history. You know, I do have to say, though, really quickly, it's March 23rd. I forgot this is Women's History Month. And now we only have what? Like a little over a week left? I feel like I didn't appreciate it enough.
But isn't that the point? The ultimate point of Women's History Month is that it not be special because everybody's equal. That's equity.
Oh, right yes, there. You're right. You're right. So, I like that. You know what? So I'm doing my part.
I'm not acknowledging Women's History Month.
True, true.
It's actually feminism.
Okay, everyone. It is time for Woke or Joke. You have the opportunity to be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. And by the way, it is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria, where a gift card is the perfect gift for any occasion. So pick one up at any of their six locations. To find the one nearest you, go to AvivaTrattoria.com. And now it is time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit. Okay.
I started a joke.
Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me.
Alrighty, you know how this works. If you want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. And Taylor Cormier is going to read you a headline. You have to decide, is it woke, as in it's real, it's a real story that's out there, or is it a joke? And if you get it correct, you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. Let's start with Ed. You are first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ed, here's your headline. Time traveler predicts our future. Aliens will conquer Earth on March 23rd.
You know, I'm going to go with woke.
It is woke.
That's today.
That's today.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
All hail our new alien overlords.
Oh, they're going to have their hands full. There's a lot going on. They might come and then say, yeah, I'm okay.
You ever read stuff like this and say, I know this isn't going to happen, but in the back of your mind, you're keeping an eye on the skies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
He says that there is a very hostile alien species is coming to take back Earth. We will not win. Another alien whose world was destroyed by the hostiles will save some of us. On March 23rd, 2023, again, that is today, about 8,000 people will be taken to another habitable planet.
Oh,
How do we decide who the 8,000 are?
I don't think it's up to us, Grace. It's up to the friendlies.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this at all. And he doesn't sound optimistic. We will not win.
We will not win. I mean, any species that has the capabilities to travel through space at the speed that they might and come to Earth probably be able to take us over pretty easily, don't you think?
I have no idea. You have to believe in aliens to really wrap your head around this story, and I choose not to believe. I'm a non-believer.
Choose not to believe.
I'm an
that
alien.
That means really deep down you do believe.
I'm an alien denier. That's what I am. What? Tony, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I am ready, Grace.
Okay. All right, Tony, here is your headline. Is coffee racist? How drinking coffee perpetuates white supremacy.
That's woke.
It is woke.
I saw
this.
Not
a joke. Not a joke.
What publication was this?
We've had similar stories. This is Afru, AFRU.com. We've had a story like this in the past on Woke or Joke. But the author starts out, if you're a person of color, you know what I'm talking about. You walk into a new coffee shop and your senses are overwhelmed with whiteness and you get the glare from the Karens. If you have a white coffee drinking friend, he or she may have even let you in on the old coffee joke white coffee drinkers share when POC aren't around. There are three things that are necessary in order to make a cup of coffee, and they are, first, a black man to roast the coffee, second, a yellow man to grind it, and third, a white man to drink it.
I've never heard that joke.
I've never heard anybody say that before.
No.
But, of course, the history of The history of coffee is a colonialist history and inherently racist and nationalist and all of that. So this mug containing this liquid is just chock full of racism.
I don't think...
That's the fourth rule of coffee.
I don't think that anyone of any race would appreciate having their coffee taken away. Or would even appreciate a war on coffee.
I can do without coffee, I think.
Oh my gosh, I love coffee. I love the routine of coffee. I love the whole thing. I love waking up. I love putting the cream
in. I enjoy it. There's an art to the making of coffee, but...
And why is the cream white, right?
Well, I mean,
I've gone without it.
I could live without it. I mean, physically, yes, I could live without it. But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want to. It makes me so happy. And even sometimes when you go somewhere and everyone's
Somebody's
having
showing their colonialism.
Everyone's having their cup of coffee and it's so cozy. Something so nice about it. When I write on the weekends, that's like what gets me out of the house. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get a really good coffee.
Oh.
And then take up my laptop and feel like Carrie Bradshaw.
I feel like she's
Who?
Enforcing this story.
Carrie Bradshaw?
Yeah, Sex and the City.
Oh.
She's always
Is that
typing.
Mannequin?
She was always typing away.
Any relationship?
No, that's she was in Sex and the City, but that's a different character.
Okay.
You're thinking of Kim Cattrall. Mannequin, Jared.
That's Valeris, actually, but I don't know anybody else.
Jeez Louise. All right, let's go to Tom. You're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Tom?
Bring it.
All right, Tom, here's your headline.
Sounded like are the aliens coming for
Yeah,
Tom?
Maybe. Maybe he's being saved. He's one of the 8,000.
Bring it, human units.
Quebec liquor stores removing refrigerators to fight climate change.
Oh, woke.
It is definitely woke.
I'm sorry.
Not a joke.
Can you read that to me one more time?
Quebec liquor stores removing refrigerators to fight climate change.
Oh, that's not that big a stretch. They all live in igloos, so...
Are they going to just have the drinks on the shelf?
So they're removing about two-thirds of their refrigerators. There's 3,000 refrigerators in Quebec liquor stores right now. They want to get that number down to 900. So only a third, just like the aliens that are coming to save the 8,000.
It's all connected.
There's only a third of the currently refrigerated drinks that will still be able to be frosty upon arrival.
Oh,
I mean, I can kind of get on board with that. I don't think I've ever, unless I'm on my way to a party and I want to bring a couple of cold ones, that's when I know I'll need a cold beverage. But if I'm just stopping by on the way home to pick up a six pack or something, I can usually put it in the fridge and forget about it for a day.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only time that I've sought out the cold section is if I was bringing someone like a bottle of white wine or champagne and you want it to be chilly.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of the stuff's kind of in the center, just hanging around. Mm-hmm. We'd all make do, but doesn't mean we want to. 844-500-4242. And it's National Puppy Day, too. It's Women's Month. It's National Puppy Day. And no one's keeping me abreast of all of these days.
Love your dog.
I feel so far behind. Okay, Frank, you're up next on the Grace Curley Everybody, Show. And
a beautiful
day.
Dog.
Wait.
A talented
hold
dog.
Hold on a second. It's Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Puppy Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the day that we're going to be invaded by aliens and all taken over.
How misogynist and speciest of them to invade us on such a high holy day.
And on such a busy day. You know what I mean? It's just forget about the holiness. It's like our schedule.
Can we just get an answer on the Trump indictment? Can we just tell them, look, we've got some big news we want to wait on. If you could just put this off for another week.
Right. Maybe we'll tell them Tiger King's running for president and that will send them back. Michael, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Michael?
I am ready.
All right, Michael, here is your headline. Professor claims organized pantries are racist and sexist.
I will say that's a joke.
It is not a joke.
Saw this one too.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I'm not even joking you. I organized my pantry yesterday, so I really am.
Wow.
Like, I'm part of
you
the problem
are, wow,
right
on
now.
On top of all your micro and macro aggressions this
I am.
Week.
Gonna organize her pantry and get some coffee. Jeez.
I didn't know. And oh, you know what else? There's coffee beans in my pantry.
Ooh,
this is like
double
oh,
hit.
What do I do? How do I make amends?
You can't. You're too far gone. You will not be one of the 8,000.
I'll volunteer as tribute.
You can't. Sorry. So this professor from Loyola University, her name is Jenna Drenton. She says cleanliness has historically been used as a cultural gatekeeping mechanism to reinforce status distinctions based on a vague understanding of niceness. Nice people with nice yards and nice houses make for nice neighborhoods. What lies beneath the surface of this anti-messiness, pro-niceness stance is a history of classist, racist, and sexist social structures.
There are too many professors in too many colleges in
this
country,
I
would say.
Amen.
You know what? You know who's really guilty of this? If this is going to be taken seriously? The Kardashians. Their pantries are wild. Their pantries are like Disney World. Can walk in, everything's organized. They got the big glass jars, all different organizations, baskets, drawers, you name it. They're in a lot of trouble.
I don't have a pantry.
So you are part of the solution.
I will be smiled upon by our new alien overlords.
Man of the people, yes. Taylor Cormier.
Peter, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Peter?
Yes, I am.
All right, Peter, here is your headline. Biden names fictional paper company Dunder Mifflin as mass polluter during his years in Scranton.
That's a joke.
It is a joke. You caught us.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
We came so close yesterday for that headline to be real. We missed it by that much. Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak of The Office were in the White House. And he referenced Mindy Kaling having worked in Scranton before.
What is happening?
Yeah.
So Monday it's Ted Lasso. Tuesday
okay,
it's Bruce
so it was,
Springsteen.
It was Tuesday with Bruce. Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak were there.
And then you got BJ Novak and Mindy Kaling. Well, what is this? Is this like the upfronts at NBC? Why are we just putting people in and they're standing next to Joe Biden? He says something about hair and medals and read some poetry. And then this is what the government's up to?
I knew exactly what to do, but in a much more real sense, I had no idea what to do.
Gosh, it's just pathetic. Frank, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
I'm ready.
All right, Frank, here is your headline. Bank collapse concerns scream white privilege. Stash your cash in these three anti-racist trusts instead.
I'm going to say that's woke.
It is a joke, sir. I'm sorry.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Very, very good. All right, Taylor Cormier, we thank you so much for joining us today.
I'll see you up in the heavens.
I hope not.
What do you think?
So when is it just all day? Like, I'll have to wait till midnight to figure out if it's going to happen?
I think until midnight, yeah.
Okay, I'll be on alert until then.
Won't we all?
I think I'll probably go to sleep a little bit before, but if I wake up and I'm on another planet, then I know what's happened.
Just pack some snacks from your expansive pantry.
Yes, okay. I will. I'll pack some beans, some coffee beans. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to go back to this article about Kamala Harris. The Boston Globe is suggesting, one of their writers is suggesting, that maybe Joe Biden could kick Kamala Harris off the ticket and replace her with a different black woman. And I think that this could backfire. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. So a story caught my eye in the Boston Globe that doesn't typically happen, but it was about this idea of Kamala Harris getting kicked off the 2024 ticket, which my initial reaction is there's no way in hell that this administration would do it.
I eat no for breakfast.
I just can't see a way where they can kick her off. And unless she's really, really a loyal soldier, that she's not going to turn around and just expose this administration for what it is and really go scorched earth on everybody involved. But this guy, Jeff Jacoby at the Boston Globe, has an idea. He thinks that it is widely held that any attempt by Biden to replace Harris in 2024 would trigger a firestorm of anger among Democratic loyalists who would regard her dismissal as a sexist and racist slight. That's what I would think would happen. But America is blessed with any number of talented black women who could take Harris's place on the 2024 ticket. He then includes examples of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Now, am I crazy, Jared, or does that seem kind of offensive in and of itself? Like, yeah, Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris because she's a black woman, but he can replace her with another black woman. If I was Kamala Harris, I would find that even more offensive than being replaced by just, you know, Pete Buttigieg or whoever else they're going to pick.
Yeah, but that kind of tracks for Joe, actually, that thinking. Remember, you know, poor kids are just as smart as white kids, all the other stuff that he's... So, yeah, I mean, if Joe Biden would think that he could just interchange a black female VP for another black female VP, that actually tracks with Joe Biden for me.
Yeah, this writer says there is a potential political downside to choosing a new running mate. The potential upside is arguably greater. Biden would free himself and his administration from the albatross of a vice president to whom most Americans have not warmed up. And the real fear here for Democrats is Joe Biden's going to be so old in his second term if he wins that the vice president might actually have to step up and fulfill some duties. And even Democrats shudder to think of Kamala Harris attempting to do that. 844-500-4242. Jess Machado joins us next to talk about the Biden crime family. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You know where everybody knows your name?